When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Martha Montoya moved to the States in the 80s after facing extreme poverty in Colombia. But life in the States wasn't exactly peachy. Martha faced financial hardships, low-paying wages that often required her to work under the table, and she moved around a lot. Martha met men who seemed to care at first. They'd work together and slowly build their funds. Then one night, they'd be gone in the night, taking the money with them. Having relationships never seemed to work out for the hard-working woman. So Martha gave up on love. She'd been burned too many times. She decided that she would focus on her children, born from a man who wasn't in her life anymore. Another phantom from memories of the past. Martha wanted to give her children the childhood that she never had. She saved money from the time they were born, with intentions to put the girls through college. She wanted her kids to live a good, normal life, and she wanted them to grow up in a nice area. Martha chose Lake Worth, Florida, since renamed Lake Worth Beach, Florida. Our episode, nonetheless, takes place in the Lake Worth, Florida of the time. Lake Worth is a coastal city of 37,000 residents and 7 square miles. Located in Palm Beach County, Florida, the Atlantic Ocean and the broad waters of the Lake Worth Lagoon form the city's east boundary, and fresh waters of Lake Osborne in its west. Lake Worth offered Martha and children a blend of coastal charm mixed with urban sophistication. The city, located just 64 miles north of Miami, an easy day trip if they wanted a change of scenery, was incorporated on June 14, 1913, and has since become a highly sought-after destination. Listener, for the purpose of this narrative, it is now August 20th, 2016, and Martha Montoya has been given the worst news of her life. She's been told by her soon-to-be 13-year-old daughter that all she wants for her birthday tomorrow is for her stepfather to move out. Because, as it turns out, Walter Ricardo Lopez Barrios has been sexually abusing her 2 teenage daughters, and for some time. Martha's world crumbled in that instant. Everything the 56-year-old woman thought she knew about her 40-year-old husband was a lie. She thought that he was good to the girls, affectionate, as if he was their own father. Walter originally moved into the home as an acquaintance, long after the family had settled down. He was her tenant, as Martha needed the money to raise her kids. Lake Worth wasn't exactly cheap. Over time, the two got to know each other, going from acquaintance to friend to lovers. Martha and Walter were married in 2011. After the initial shock, Martha resolved that she wouldn't allow this abuse to continue, and she steeled herself for the confrontation. Martha's girls were everything to her, but it seems that Walter had ruined everything. She confronted him that same day, but over the phone, told him that she knew what he had been doing, called him directly at his work. She knew that he'd wait for Martha to fall asleep and then creep into the girls' rooms to do unthinkable things. Martha told Walter to never return home, and that if he did, she would kill him. Walter didn't take the news well. After hanging up the phone, it wasn't shame that confronted him. It was rage. He left work immediately and purchased a handgun. The following audio features excerpts from three separate 911 calls that day. The first call is from Martha's 16-year-old daughter. She made the call while hiding behind a trailer in the back of the house.
Hi, my dad is getting crazy. He's running him up with the knife and...
He's doing what?
He's running him up with the knife around my house.
Okay, what is your address? A house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Okay. Is he threatening anybody?
He hurt my mom. She's bleeding on the floor.
Okay, how did he hurt her?
With the knife.
Did he stab her with it?
I don't know. She has blood all over her face. I don't know.
Okay, ask her if he cut her with the knife.
Mami, te pegó el con el cuchillo, ¿qué? ¿Cómo fue?
What did she say?
She's, I don't know, she's unconscious.
She's unconscious?
He's coming in the house.
All right, stay on the phone. Can you stay on the phone with me? Hello?
Yes.
Are you able to safely stay on the phone with me?
Hold on. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you don't know where she's bleeding from?
No.
Has your dad been drinking?
Huh?
Has your father been drinking?
No.
No? Do you know why he's running around with a knife?
No.
Stay on the phone with me. He hasn't been doing any drugs?
I don't know.
All right, stay on the phone. Has he been diagnosed with any mental health issues? Paris, do you answer the location of your emergency? PSO. Reference to a domestic. She said her father's running around with a knife and the mother is bleeding and unconscious, but she doesn't know if she was cut with a knife or stabbed or, you know, exactly where she was bleeding from. All right, what's the address?
Hurry up, I'm scared.
Hey, they're on their way. The police are on their way.
Okay.
Ma'am, are you there?
I'm hiding.
Okay.
In the back.
Are you near the area?
Yes.
Does he know, he doesn't know you're calling?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm scared. My mom's inside myself.
But you don't know where she's bleeding?
Everywhere.
Okay. And she's not conscious at all?
She was gasping for air, but I don't know.
Okay. What's your name, ma'am? Phone number? All right, you're not in the house, right? Are you in the back shed, in the back of the house?
I'm in the back under the tree.
Under the tree? Okay.
Trailer?
Okay. And that's in the back of the house? Correct?
What?
You're in the back of the house under the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, is there an alleyway to access your house also?
Yes. I heard the car turn on. I think he's leaking.
Hey, did he have any other weapons besides the knife?
I don't know.
Has he ever done this, anything like this before?
Have I experienced anything?
With, from your father doing anything like this before?
No.
Okay. Were they arguing before this happened, you know?
They were actually, yeah.
Okay. All right, we do have several deputies there, but I want you just to stay where you're at until they tell me to have you come out or until they actually come back there, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm so scared to think my mom is dead. Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, we're gonna get her help. We have the, you know, the paramedics are, they're probably already there.
Are you standing here until you tell me?
Yes. Just because we don't know where your father's at, so I don't want you coming out until, you know, the police either tell me to tell you to come out until, you know, you actually physically see them there.
Walter Barrios attacked Martha with both a knife and a sledgehammer, all while her daughters watched on. This next call is from Martha's 12-year-old daughter. She initially stayed back to help her mother, but was eventually ran out of the house by her raging stepfather with a sledgehammer.
911 emergency.
Hello. I woke up from my nap and I heard my mom screaming, my daughter, and then I grabbed the knife and I woke up my sister and I saw my stepdad with a hammer and my mom yelling and I tried to stab him to stop. And he looked back and he hit me with the hammer. And I didn't know what to do, so I panicked and I ran. I jumped over the fence and now the cops are here.
Okay, take a deep breath. How old are you?
I'm roughly 13 in 2 days.
Okay. So you saw your father hitting your mother with a hammer? Okay, I need you to take a deep breath, okay?
Can you send the police already? I saw the police, but they didn't drive past.
Okay, now they are on the way, but they're trying to get in safely, so nobody else gets hurt. Where is the knife and who got stabbed?
I don't remember where I put the knife. I think I dropped it because he hit me with a hammer on my arm. I think they probably took my sister and my mom.
Okay, did you stab your father with the knife, you said?
No.
Okay, you did not. Okay.
I don't remember. I think he went in a red truck.
Your father left?
Yeah, because he was chasing me. He was chasing me after I jumped the fence with the hammer. Yeah. Are you sure you're sending them?
Yeah, I'm sending them. Where exactly are you right now? Can you walk?
I ran to the corner of the street, and now I tried to get anybody that was there, and there's these two nice men who helped me, and I told them to get away from over there and to call somebody to help.
Obscura is supported by Incogni. Listener, do you know how easy it is for someone to access your information? Let me ask you something. When is the last time you plugged your name into a search engine? You might be surprised by what turns up, and I know I was. The disturbing conclusion I came to, that there was far more of my information available from a quick search than I'm comfortable with. You see, our data is bought and sold before we even understand why. We were giving away our email address and phone numbers to every store or website that asked. These data brokers aggregate your personal information, including your names and aliases, social security number, login credentials, home address, location history, online activity, and much, much more. All of this is available for purchase by businesses and can fall into the hands of criminals. And that there is the problem. The number of victims in these data breaches have skyrocketed, jumping up by 41% since 2021. Just as an example, you ever get slammed by spam robocalls? Well, now you know why. The good news is that you have the right to protect your privacy and request data brokers delete the information they hold about you. The bad news is that it would take you years to do it manually, just once, and you need to repeat the process every few months as data brokers continue collecting your data and creating new records. That's where Incogni comes in. They're here to do the heavy lifting and give you a way to regain control of your data. Head over to Incogni.com and see what I mean. That's INCOGNI.com, Incogni.com. The third and final call came from a man who called after spotting Walter, covered in blood, stumbling down Boynton Beach.
911 emergency. 911.
Hello. I'm on
the police
South
or an ambulance.
Say what?
Do you need the police or an ambulance?
Both.
Okay, what's the location?
We're at South Lake Drive in Boynton Beach, Florida.
South Lake Drive?
What? South Lake Drive.
Okay.
Yeah, see, the guy's on a bridge. What? Mission Hill. Mission Hill and South Lake Drive.
Mission Hill? What city are you in?
Boynton Beach, Florida, man.
Sir, calm down. I understand that. I've never heard of those streets, so I'm trying to figure out where you are exactly.
Yeah,
you may be in the city of Boynton. You're at Mission Hill and South Lake. And what do you
need? Mission Hill Road and South Lake Drive.
I got that. Thank you. And what do you need the ambulance for?
I'm just driving by going to work, and there's a guy on the side of the bridge. He's all scraped up, and his head's all scraped up, and he says there's a helicopter flying around the area, but don't look like a sheriff's one, but he says they're after him.
After him?
But he said he wants the police, and he doesn't belong in this neighborhood. He's Mexican.
Okay. Hold on one second. I'm just trying to figure out if we're looking for him or if somebody else.
Up a call. Sir, I need you to stay on the phone with me for a second, please.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, I understand that you have to go to work, but the person you're calling about is somebody that we've been looking for, so I need your help, okay? Boynton is going to be a suspect for a Signal 5, Hispanic male, and he's going to be, sir, do you know what color shirt this guy's got on or any type of clothing?
He's got a tank top on.
What color
tank top? The helicopter's right over top of him. He's got a tank top on. He's just sitting down, man. He's not trying to do anything.
Okay.
He's not doing nothing. He's giving up or whatever the case is. But there's a lot of people that walk in this neighborhood. Now here goes another mother walking by him. So I hope he's not dangerous.
Okay. And do you still see him or have you left?
Yeah, dude, I'm watching. I'm looking at him.
Okay. Well, I can't see what you're seeing.
He's sitting on the bridge. No, babe, I'm just saying he's sitting right next to the bridge. He's not doing nothing but sitting down. And he's all bloody.
He's sitting. Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to keep you on the phone until you physically see a police officer with him, okay?
Oh, well, listen, there's two people here.
Who's two people? I understand that, sir, but we're looking for him for a major crime. Like, you're helping us out big time. We've been looking for him for a long time.
Yeah, they're here.
The police are there?
Yeah, they're here.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are they in uniform or are they in
plain
clothes?
No, undercover. Undercover.
Okay, let me know when they have him in custody. What kind of car is he in?
A truck and a
what color?
SUV.
What color?
Black.
Black truck and what color SUV?
Black and black, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know when they're taking him into custody, okay?
Yeah, you got it. Okay, we're good? Hello?
Is he in custody?
Well, they got guns drawn. I'm sure he's not going.
Okay, they got guns drawn on him?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I'm disconnecting, okay? Thank you very much for your help.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
After using the sledgehammer and knife to kill Martha in front of the children, it was over. Walter fled the scene. When police arrived, they found the mother of two riddled with stab wounds, and her head partially caved in from the hammer blows. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The following is a clip from the local news, played in the aftermath.
Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says the name of the victim is Martha Montoya, and investigators say her daughter saw the moments leading up to her death inside of this Lake Worth home.
Walter Lopez Barrios behind bars after the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says he killed his wife.
They look normal people. Looks like they don't have no problems.
Deputies were called out to the couple's Lake Worth home on South B Street just before 2 Saturday morning. PBSO says they received several calls about an armed domestic disturbance.
I hear somebody scream, but that's all I hear.
And later, deputies find Barrios' wife dead in the bedroom at their home with blunt force trauma to her head. Investigators say the woman's daughters, 12 and 16, witnessed an argument between their parents leading up to their mother's death.
Oh, wow, it's bad. It's bad what happened in there.
Following the incident, Barrios left the crime scene in a red Toyota Tacoma truck. Around 2:30 this morning, the car was found crashed by Florida Highway Patrol on I-95 in Boynton Beach. No sign of Barrios. Several hours later, investigators say Barrios was arrested in a neighborhood east of the crash site.
The defense's trial narrative was that, after arriving home, Walter went to the victim's bedroom to talk about the accusations of sexual assault, which he asserted were false. He testified that he placed the firearm on the bed, but that during the argument, Martha grabbed the gun and pointed it at him. In response, Walter knocked the victim's hands away, causing an accidental discharge of the firearm. When the shot missed, he and Martha began struggling over the gun, but he was eventually able to wrestle the firearm away from her. Seeing that the gun had misfired and the two bullets were jammed in the slide opening, Walter assumed the gun was inoperable and tossed it back onto the bed. Walter testified that he then went to leave the room, but Martha attacked him with a kitchen knife. He testified that he wrestled the knife away from her, and once he gained control of it, he stabbed her multiple times, but that none of these stabs were fatal. However, he claimed that once he stopped stabbing the victim, she again came at him. This time, Walter grabbed a sledgehammer out of his toolbox and struck the victim multiple times in the head, ultimately killing her. After an encounter with one of the daughters, Walter fled the home and was subsequently arrested and charged with first-degree murder with a deadly weapon. And, with respect to the altercation with one of the victim's daughters, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Two teenage girls will bury their mother this week. Palm Beach County Sheriff's detectives say 56-year-old Martha Montoya was murdered by her husband Saturday morning. Their girls witnessed part of the argument that quickly escalated. Tonight, News Channel 5's Michelle Quesada sat down with the victim's cousin, who says this domestic dispute came to a shock to the entire family.
I'm in shock. We're still in shock. It wakes me at night every single day since it happened.
A heartbreaking tragedy lies behind the steps of Martha Montoya's Lake Worth home.
The baby girl called my mother and said that her dad was chasing her mom with a hammer.
Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies say on Saturday morning, Martha's daughters, 13 and 16 years old, woke up to hearing arguing at their home on B Street. They found their mother lying in a pool of blood, saw their stepfather, Walter Lopez, with a sledgehammer in his hand.
It's painful to know that somebody died such a terrible death.
Monica Collins couldn't believe what was happening when she saw all the crime scene tape at her cousin Martha's home. One of the teens told deputies Lopez tried to hit her with a sledgehammer too. The girls were able to get away and call 911.
It pains me the most that happened. Somebody try and hurt the girls.
The arrest report says Lopez was found on I-95 south of Woolbright Road. He was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. Collins says her cousin and Lopez were married for several years. She never saw any signs of aggression or violence. She says Martha was kind and worked hard to care for her girls.
She always talked about how she, you know, had her prepaid college fund for them and how she's saving money for them.
Colin says she and her husband are going to do their best to raise the girls and give them the life their mother would have.
And I want them to feel like they have a future.
As part of the state's investigation into the victim's death, crime scene investigators collected evidence from various items to process for DNA. The firearm Walter had purchased was among the items examined. At trial, the state presented testimony and evidence that, when three investigators examined the gun at the scene, they discovered that a misfired bullet was stuck in the gun, and that the weapon appeared to be jammed. A detective cleared the gun to make it safe. In doing so, while wearing gloves, he picked up the gun, released the magazine, and pulled back the slide until the malfunction cleared. After rendering the gun safe, the detective packaged and secured the firearm, magazine, and live rounds. The gun was covered in blood and, at the time, crime scene investigators swabbed various parts of the gun for forensic analysis, including its hammer, slide, frame, muzzle, grips and butt, magazine, and bullet found within the gun. At trial, a forensic scientist testified that the swab results found both Walter and Martha's DNA and fingerprints on various parts of the gun. However, on the magazine and the bullet found within the gun, 99% of the DNA recovered was determined to be the victim's, and the remaining 1% was inconclusive. Walter Ricardo Lopez Barrios pled not guilty. He claimed self-defense at his trial, something the jury saw straight through. He was sentenced to life in prison, without the possibility of parole. Martha Montoya's stepchildren were described as haunted in the years after she was murdered in front of them. Family members described the two teens listening to the 911 calls on repeat, watching and reading old news footage. Have to imagine it was hard to let go. If they ever listen to this episode, I want to extend my condolences now to the two girls. I'm sorry that this happened to you, but I am glad that that monster is behind bars. Checking Martha's obituary page, I see that it was flooded with messages and photographs from friends and family. It is clear to me that a lot of people cared for Martha, and I hope that she's at peace wherever she is. For now, listener, I think that wraps things up. I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.